From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger Podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 16th, and happy 28th birthday to SNL star Pete Davidson.
I look like a Dr. Seuss character went to prison.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Georgia DPH has released Cherokee's latest COVID numbers. Cherokee County Commissioners will petition regional groups to support traffic projects. First Baptist Woodstock is welcoming Bill Gaither for their Christmas concert on December 3rd. Visit Woodstock announced the winners of the Scarecrow Contest. County Health Department is pausing regular services to vaccinate school officials. And finally, two men were indicted in a pair of 2020 Ackworth armed robberies. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Cherokee County saw 118 confirmed COVID-19 cases reported in the 7 days ending Friday, according to the Georgia Department of Public Health. Cherokee was averaging 16.9 new confirmed cases a day Friday. There was one less case this week compared to the previous 7 days, which saw 119 confirmed COVID-19 cases. In the week ending Friday, there were 10 COVID-19 deaths reported in Cherokee County, the same as the previous 7 day period. Thursday, Cherokee was averaging 1.4 deaths per day. In total, 125,364 Cherokee County residents were fully vaccinated, and that's about 51%. About 55%, or 136,263, had received at least one vaccine dose. Statewide, 50% of residents are fully vaccinated, and nationally, that figure is 58.7%, according to Georgia DPH and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Lousy traffic jams. The traffic report will get me out of this one.
Transportation projects will be a theme at the Cherokee County Board of Commissioners meeting Tuesday night. Commissioners will consider approving several letters of support for major traffic projects around the county for inclusion in the Atlanta Regional Commission's Transportation Improvement Program during the meeting. The ARCS program allocates federal dollars for construction of high-priority projects within the ARCS 20 counties, and the board is backing several projects around Cherokee for inclusion. Commissioners will petition the ARC to include four projects in the group's transportation improvement program. The Ball Ground Bypass proposes a new roadway that will divert traffic from 575 to Ball Ground Road away from the downtown area. The county's letter says the project will reduce crashes, improve safety, and reduce traffic. Another project under consideration is improvements to the sharp curve at the intersection of Highway 140 and Old Batesville Road. The county is seeking funds for the construction of the first phase of the extension project. The phase will stretch the roadway into a 100-acre parcel owned by the county that's being marketed for development. If the county receives the loan, construction could begin in summer of next year. Multi-Grammy Award-winning recording artist Bill Gaither and Christian Events producer Premier Productions will bring the All Heaven and Nature Sing Christmas Tour to First Baptist Church Woodstock December 3rd at 7 p.m. Gaither brings Christmas concert events each holiday season to cities nationwide, and many of those events have been promoted by Premier Productions. This year's concert will be filled with Christian music, including Gaither's own multi-award-winning group, the Gaither Vocal Band. The 2021 Christmas Celebration Tour will feature many of the songs included on their brand new All Heaven and Nature Sing Gaither Vocal Band release. The Gaither Vocal Band, featuring Gaither, Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith, will be joined on this season's Christmas tour by several talented musical guests. Throughout the evening, these performers will share gospel classics as well as new favorites in addition to classic Christmas standards.
Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow. Thought it was a human woman. Sorry.
The Woodstock Scarecrow Invasion had a record-breaking year in 2021, raking in over 9,000 votes compared to the previous record of 5,000 votes. Over 160 scarecrows were on display in downtown Woodstock during October. The event brought thousands of visitors to the area to see the unique scarecrows on display. The public voted for their favorite scarecrows at the Woodstock Visitors Center with a $1 donation per vote. Over 9,000 votes were cast this year. The money raised by votes and registration fees totaled over $25,000. It'll benefit In Season, the beautification committee for NWDSTK. The funds will be used for a variety of beautification projects in downtown Woodstock. The winner of the public vote for Best Scarecrow is Robert Fitzgerald Insurance Agency. Second place is Atlanta Communities Real Estate Brokerage. And third place is Realty One Group Edge. The winner of the judged category for Most Creative Scarecrow is Anthony Alexander Quillian Agency. Each winner will receive a trophy and the opportunity to pick their location for their scarecrow in next year's event before registration opens to the public. The Reinhardt Eagles have captured their sixth straight MSC title. Here's reporter Matt Golden with the story.
With a 49-15 win over Kentucky Christian on Saturday, Reinhardt claimed its sixth straight Mid-South Conference title. The Eagles finished 6-0 in conference play this season and finished the regular season on a 7-game win streak. Reinhardt started the season 2-2 with losses to Kennesaw State and Bethel, but once conference play began, the Eagles turned a corner. This week they capped off an impressive run with a confidence-building win as the postseason approaches. The Eagles scored 6 consecutive touchdowns after halftime, with 4 coming on the ground, 1 on defense, and 1 on special teams. Reinhardt scored its final touchdown with 4 minutes remaining as Marcus Jefferson ran 14 yards for a score. The most shocking number from Saturday's game was the breakdown total yardage for Reinhardt. Of the 247 yards the Eagles accumulated in the matchup, only 27 were through the air. They ran the ball for 220 yards and 5 touchdowns and had a relatively efficient attack. The Eagles now turn their attention to the postseason. They advanced to the NAIA National Championship Series quarterfinals last year and hope to break past that round this season. For more information on Reinhardt and the NAIA playoffs, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
You got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, we got the vaccine.
We can get back to normal, let me inform you, let's all get the vaccine.
The Cherokee County Health Department will pause most regular services to the public November 18th and 19th while officials vaccinate county school district staff against COVID-19, the Health Department announced Friday. Services that will operate as usual on those dates are vital records at the Woodstock facility and women, infants, and children services at the Canton location. Two men were indicted Monday on charges related to 2 separate robberies around Acworth in February of last year, including one in which a man was shot. The 13-count indictment charges 26-year-old Eric Jordan Elam from Acworth and 18-year-old Troy William Fittis from Covington, each with 2 counts of armed robbery and 4 counts of aggravated assault. Elam also faces charges of possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Elam and Fittis are each charged with robbing a woman at gunpoint on February 3rd at the Bells Ferry Road Walmart. The victim's cell phone and cash were taken. The indictment charges the 2 men with another armed robbery less than a week later on February 9th, in which they're accused of shooting a victim at the Walden Ponds apartment complex near Acworth. Fittis was booked into the Cherokee County Jail on March 10th of 2020. He was released August 19th of last year on a $50,000 bond. Meanwhile, Elam was arrested last February in Stone Mountain by the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force and remains in custody. The indictment shows Elam is facing charges of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon due to prior offenses in Gwinnett County. The indictment says Elam previously faced charges in Gwinnett of theft by receiving stolen property in 2014 and the sale of marijuana and possession with intent to distribute in 2018. Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.